There was renewed fighting today in Lebanon. Pro-government and opposition forces clashed in the northern city of Tripoli. The number of dead and wounded is still unclear. As the World's Aaron Schachter reports, there are fears that the violence could spark even more violence across the country.
Residents clean up the aftermath of a recent bomb attack in Tripoli's Baba Tabani neighborhood. A car bomb in the early morning hours blew off the front of the building up to the second floor. This is just one in a seemingly endless series of tit-for-tat attacks between neighbors. The people here are Sunnis and support the government. The Alawites from the neighborhood next door support the Hezbollah-led opposition. Baba Tabani is a decrepit, trash-filled place. Unemployment here is sky high, and in the middle of the day, men lounge around in the shade. Abu Shab runs a juice store and vegetable shop that's seen better days. Abu Shab rails against Hezbollah allies Syria and Iran for whipping up the violence. He calls them devils. What are we supposed to do, he goes on. We have to fight to defend our neighborhood and our homes. They're shooting rockets and RPGs at civilians. Another resident, Abu Mahmoud, gives me a tour of the neighborhood, pointing out bullet holes and homes that were destroyed by rocket-propelled grenades. We have nothing but light arms, he says, but look what they've done. But it isn't quite that simple. I'm taken to a house a block away in the Alawite Jabal Mohsen neighborhood. It reeks of burnt furniture and clothing. Sunni militias from the neighborhood I just left hit the building with an RPG a few days before. The owner had already fled, moving further into the neighborhood.
All we are doing is protecting our women and our children and ourselves. I don't take any orders from Hezbollah, not from Syria, no one.
Rifat Aid heads the Arab Democratic Movement Party, the Alawite faction that controls Jabal Mohsen. He admits to getting money from outside, but not weapons. He says there's no quid pro quo. He claims Sunni politicians from Tripoli are making the Alawites into boogeymen.
After 8-10 months, there is elections, okay? Every leader down in Tripoli is using us to make more Sunni around him. Because now here, as Alawite people, we are around 10,000 persons. It's like a block in the election.
But Alawites did a good job of making themselves the boogeymen. In 1986, Syrian troops based in this Alawite neighborhood massacred some 36 Sunnis. The enmity generated by that event, along with many previous skirmishes, hasn't abated, according to Bilal Matar. He's a Sunni community leader in Baba Tabani.
You need to look at the reason behind the current situation. These problems have been festering for decades, and no one has tried to solve them in a serious, deep way. In other places, there was a process of reconciliation, but not here.
Some posit a third explanation for the violence, Hezbollah. They contend the Shia Islamist group is arming both sides, using the mutual fear to fuel violence and create disorder. Misbah al-Akhtab is a member of parliament from Tripoli. He says Hezbollah is hell-bent on taking over Lebanon and could probably do it if they can get the Sunnis and Alawites to keep fighting in Tripoli. Akhtab says he and other moderates are trying to calm things down.
Everybody's scared. Everybody thinks that we do not want to be slaughtered or occupied by the Hezbollah, and they're willing to fight.
That's not idle talk. Sunnis, Christians, and even moderate Shiites talk about the coming war in Beirut's fanciest bars and restaurants. And this time, they say, the fight wouldn't be contained to Lebanon. Malik Murue is publisher of the Daily Star newspaper.
As you've seen in Iraq more recently, a civil war between Shiites / Alawites and Sunnis will spread all over the Middle East.
Back in Tripoli, along the border between Jabal Mohsen and Baba Tabani, Alawite homeowner Huwaida Osman al-Shafi has had enough. Whether this is political violence or tribal violence, she says there's an easy solution. I've seen it all, al-Shafi says. We had 15 years of calm and now this. Let the politicians and their kids come and live in my house for a few days and see how long the fighting lasts. For the World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Tripoli, Lebanon.